The giant took Leo in as his servant. The prince explained how it was discovered he had helped the giant escape. The giant laughed at this.
Had he seen his brothers, stone men, in the garden?
Leo said he had.
Any who crossed him got the same treatment, so Leo had better be on his mettle.
The giant picked up the drum between his fingers and tapped out the march rhythm, memories flooding back.
That terrible cage,
he sighed.
I had to fool you to get the keys, otherwise I'd still be there, rotting. I still limp, you know.
Then he squeezed Leo affectionately in his palm.
So, my little Leo back again. Yes, stay if you like. No tricks, though. No traps, else you'll end up like your brothers.
No tricks, no traps, agreed the boy, and went inside. So Leo became the servant of the heartless giant. For weeks he cleaned, for weeks he scoured, until spick where speck was and span where squalor. Each evening the giant returned from his wild outings to find the fire lit, the hearth swept, his breeches pressed. He liked this. Very nice.
Very nice,
he'd say, as he slurped and slopped his stew.
I should have had a servant before. I like it,
he burped.
It befits a giant.
Leo bowed and cleared the plates away. He was always silent, always polite, always cleaning, always watching.